Are you used to being an absolute viewer?
Hmm? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Are you occasioned of being an absolute viewer? Well, how many of us are? We've written a serendipity here, that is a God's pocket for the next edition, and I'd like to just read it and then sort of chat about it a little bit here. One of our readers of our gists and one of our persons on our internet has been writing to us regularly and stimulating some interesting conversation. And he's the most remarkable man. We'll go into him another day. But an absolute viewer, the great joy of my life knows I am the creator of all upon which I look, and knows that when my view is somewhat muddied, that an appearance
of
muddledness shines back
of the University of Healing
to
here
me.
In Campo, California.
The jumbledness
the thought for
is
today.
An appearance of
as
illusion.
As you can see, I am surrounded by
as
a bevy of beautiful women, as I always am here on the
in
campus
reality,
of the University of Healing.
It is not reality.
And it is not off
true.
To my left
this
over here
me to
is
open my eyes
Reverend
further.
Dr. Sylvia
and looking
Enns.
Beyond appearances, I see the ultimate
Sylvia
self
Enns,
lies
just say hello,
in sleeping repose in me
to
and in all of my creation.
Here.
In every
hello.
Being, every essence,
thank you.
And every circumstance. My original purity and integrity, my archetypal self, the essence which defines my absolute self, it never changes. My absolute beingness remains unsullied, immaculate, regardless my limited thought about myself and my creation.
Reverend Dr. Ingeborg,
my limited thought
Hookert,
about myself and my creation is my
Reverend
absolute
Ingeborg,
self remains immaculate.
Reverend Dr. Ingeborg,
the joy
Hookert,
of being me and the delight in having fun are immeasurable.
More, imagination, like, hello.
Really. The awakening awareness of the simplicity of whom and what I am makes me sparkle with enthusiasm and zing with the zest of satisfaction of every minuscule sense, say, sensation, illumination that says to me, wow, wow, wow. To speak about this circumstance, situation, and experience does not begin to express the sensation of peace and tranquility that I know in me. This feeling, which cannot be limited by the word feeling, but points in the direction of what I am going through, the condition of absolute peace. Isn't that nice? Mm. The condition of absolute peace. Peace. How about that? Living in this conscious awareness of bliss, in under all circumstances, looking beyond the outer and seeing through it to the reality of the inner, is unspeakable, but palpable. There are no words that can define it, but you can touch it. You feel it in your very nature. Should I give this gift of awareness to another, not having the necessary unconditional love, it would be like giving sight to the blind. The blind receiving sight in the first moment would see all as chaos, and in this confusion would understand nothing while experiencing allness. After a few moments, timelessness, that is, while experiencing allness, after a few moments, timelessness, that is, the bliss of seeing nothing and allness are understood in not being understood, felt in not being felt, and being without being. Well, irrational? Yes, of course. Great? Yes, of course. Think about these things. We want to think of ourselves living in a human world. We want to think of ourselves living in a normal world, a world which we can feel and see and touch and act upon. But in living in such a world, what do we do? What do? We limit it. Because if we are thinking absolute, if we can conceive of thinking absolute, absolute is what? Everything. Absolute is allness. Absolute is isness. And in allness and in isness, what happens? There is no individuality. We've gone through that before. There's no individual. If there's no individuality, then there's no you and there's no me. We're just the all. And are we ready to experience that? Are we ready to let go of our uniqueness, our individuality? And the answer is no. Mm. And the reason we're not ready to do it is because we're not doing it. We're hanging on to being human. We're hanging on to acting like we're supposed to act. Now, Dorothea is 3,000 years old, and she thinks she has to act like a 3,000-year-old person. And she doesn't realize that she is 25 going on 3,000. And she must act like a 25-year-old person. And actually, what would an absolute person act like? You cannot even conceive of such a thing. Just like we said here, if we give a gift of awareness to a blind person, if we give them the gift of sight, when they first open their eyes, what would they see? They wouldn't know what they see. They would just see a lot of sights, lights, darkness and stuff. They wouldn't know what they mean. They wouldn't know that this is a house and that's a car. They would perhaps come to that conclusion after looking at the house and defining it, looking at a car and defining it, looking at things. But at first glance, they would just say, boy, what a bunch of interesting symbols, you know, whatever that is out there. And you, when you look at anything from absolute, all you see is the allness. You can't even conceive of that. All we can conceive is the allness when we look from the absolute point of view. And what would you see? You'd be like the blind man, first opening your eyes and looking at a universe of light and darkness, and you had not had a universe like that before. It would make no sense to you. It not only would make no sense to you, it would be unpleasant, because your mind now is being forced to come up with a lot of new concepts, new conflicts to look at things and know about things. Before, you just depended on your hearing as a blind person. Before, you just depended on your sensation. You just depended on your intuitiveness. But now, you open your eyes and you're aware of your outer surroundings through a new area of thinking. And it's kind of interesting. So, are you ready to be an absolute viewer? You see, an absolute viewer, not only the step that he takes is with absolute love, with unconditional love. But you see, when you have unconditional love, there are no conditions to your loving and enjoying everything. And then what's another little thing that you become aware of with absolute love, with unconditional love? That you have created everything, and everything is good and very good. You see, then you cannot be unhappy with anything you look at. Because no matter what you look at, you created that. You created that person, that place, that thing, that circumstance. You created all of it. And if you call it bad, then you're saying you're a bad creator. That's not very smart. And so, as an absolute viewer, we get closer to being an absolute viewer when we think in that idea that we are the creator and we created everything, and it better be good or else we are using bad creation. Mm-hmm. I thought you would do something wrong. Oh, no! You know, I knew you would do something right all the time because that's the way I created. I created you being a perfect expression of everything, happy, good, joyful. And this is tough.
Yeah.
This is tough because we want to live in this world of illusion. We want to live in this world which says some things work and some things don't. And it's so silly, isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it silly to throw away the reality of who we are, which is good and very good,
yeah,
which is absolute, which is perfect, which is returning to our original purity and integrity in our thinking? Mm. And when we do that, wow, it is wonderful. My original purity and integrity, my archetypal self, the essence which defines my absolute self, never changes.
Mm.
My absolute beingness remains unsullied, immaculate, regardless of my limited thought about myself and my creation. And this is where we want to take charge.
Mm.
We want to be ourselves and have fun. We want to realize that we're good creators, very good. And everything we create is super. And this is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Let's jump on that bandwagon. We've talked about this many times, but let's jump on that bandwagon. It's never too late. And let's have a wonderful ride. And let's take the musicians along on the bandwagon. So we have a little bit of music, a little magic. And let's take Judy Garland along, have her sing to us at her prime, and enjoy it and be happy. Well, my friends, it's a joy sharing with you and loving with you. So join the Absolute Philosopher in thinking these absolute thoughts and realize that it's fun. It's fun being myself.
Be yourself and have fun.
And having fun. I love you. I love you.
I love you.